Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm enjoying a beautiful spring summer day.
That's awesome.
We went up to 83 today.
Oh, wow. Oh, I wouldn't have expected that. Holy Christ.
And right out there, all the trees are blowing, all the flowers are growing. Oh, my word. What a nice hot surprise was, because we had terrible winds, rain, all this stuff earlier this week, and this showed up today. Happy Sunday.
You got to love that.
Yes. How about you? How's the weather down there in Florida?
Well, you know, for this time of year, we're doing good. Relatively low humidity, which is awesome. And we were probably close to you, 80, 81, somewhere around in there today. So it was nice. It was a beautiful day out here with a nice, of course, sea breeze, since I live so close to the ocean.
Yeah, that's a nice thing for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, there wasn't a lot of exciting things to talk about the chart tonight, but I tried to make it as interesting as possible.
That's a good thing. You know, we have that huge run of planets in Aries, you know, that are firing everybody up right about now, getting everybody going, and that Mercury retrograde's right in the middle of it all, so...
Oh, I know, I know. And all the squares to the moon, you know, it's like, okay. All right. So, again, I put out, you know, some reminders to people that try not to personalize some of your issues right now and stay in character for the most part and listen before you speak to the Mercury retrograde. But I love the trines, though, between the moon and Mars and Saturn tonight. I'm like, thank you.
It gives a little ease and relaxation to it. It gives us a little easy flow of energy, and especially intuitive energy. I think, you know, what it does is it gives us a tremendous amount of hope.
Well, you know, it intuitively called me to do is to take a nap before the show.
Hey, I'm not surprised at that, my little cancer baby. So...
No, and to lay it down and pet a cat. So I did that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I felt bad. I'm just going to apologize to people that are signed on tonight that we just couldn't get on a blog talk last week, no matter what we did, and it was crazy. First I had a warning, and then I thought I was getting on, and then it shut me off, and Jacqueline couldn't get on either, and then other people were saying they were trying to get on, but... with the Mercury retrograde that's going on, it's just, you know, one of those things. Sometimes technology is not extremely cooperative. Let me put it this way.
Especially under Mercury retrograde.
Yes, yes. But, again, you know, you have that expectation that, again, you need to confirm your appointments. You need to be careful if you're signing any contracts. But... the interesting thing about the Mercury retrograde is sometimes it brings things to light that you were unaware of. And a lot of people I've been talking to, including myself, I have discovered during this Mercury retrograde things that were not necessarily revealed to me and suddenly became apparent. So that's an interesting thing. Also, if you're working on a book, you want to do a little rewrite, say you had a craft, you'd put it aside, you're like, oh, I don't know. All of a sudden, it might call your name. You know, I say, you know what? I think I'm going to work on this tonight. So there are good things about a retrograde Mercury. I think we tend to heighten the bad, but as long as we know what's going on, we can take some necessary steps to be safe, right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. We have another celestial event coming in 6 days. We have a Uranus Jupiter conjunction. I mean, they've been dancing together for a little bit, but they're going to be dead on at that time and in trine to the Virgo moon. And I find that fascinating, okay, that it would have an ease of emotions when, you know, there's some sudden change that's going to happen to our benefit sometime soon as a result of that. And I really like that. I also like that there are no hard aspects to the conjunction of that. Only trines and sextiles. And what sextiles it is? Mars. And I think this could be very motivating for people, inspiring for people. I think this could really lead to an enlightening period of time. So I'm just putting it out there. We have this beautiful conjunction next Saturday.
Well, it's interesting because I am going to be officiating a wedding on that day. Interesting they chose that date, isn't it?
It always is. It's fascinating to find when people choose dates because it is. I mean, it's an enlightening and awakening day for that to happen. It really can be a transformative time. The owner of Spark of Divine is doing a fair on that day, so I plan on enlightening and awakening a lot of people during that day.
Oh, and I know you will, girl. You rock, absolutely. But just so that people that are listening understand what we're talking about, Jupiter is the largest planet. It's the planet of good fortune and abundance. Uranus is the planet of surprises. It rules things like lightning bolts, hurricanes, falling in love. But it also rules the epiphany, which many people on the spiritual path want an epiphany. Now, these two planets are going to be so close together, you cannot tell them apart with a high-powered telescope. They are one force on that day. I'm so glad that Jacqueline brought this up. I've talked to other people about it, but usually on the show we just talk about what's current, we go with that and stuff. Jacqueline, that was brilliant. I'm so glad that you let them know this. You're awesome.
I just happened to sit there and think about it and go, oh yeah, it's really close now. And it came
and Moon
to mind.
Is exactly opposite Mars that day.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, it's almost by degree and minute. Okay, we've got a Virgo moon opposing Mars and Pisces. So it can happen here. Your inspiration can have manifestation. I don't care if you're writing a song. I don't care if you're writing a poem. I don't care if all of a sudden you say, you know what, I think I want to go back to the gym and start taking a swim every morning. Go for this. Go for this. It's a sweet opposition. I love that opposition.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I suppose we should take a call. Otherwise, you know, we'll chat about this stuff all night, Jacqueline, you and I.
Oh, we can? So, but no, we'll take a – let's get to the help of people. That's a better thing to do than just ask a blood.
How gracious of you. I love you. All right, here we go. Air code 216, you're on the air.
Well, greetings. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you.
Is this Patricia?
My name is Sharon. My birthday is September 1st, 1965.
Yeah, you were originally from Michigan, weren't you?
Yes, and okay. I live in Westlake, Ohio now.
Gotcha, yep.
Do you live there now?
I live in Westlake, yes.
Westlake, Ohio. Yeah.
Thank you, girls. Okay.
So,
and what's your
you
big question for us tonight?
Well, I want to know. I've been with my company now four years, going on my fifth, a great company. I love working for them. Do you see anything? I want to, like, get another position in another department. Do you feel me being able to establish that this year? I do well in my department now, but, you know, the next job I get, the position, I want to retire there. Do you know what I mean? I'm not getting any younger.
Right. Well, when you say this year, you're looking at a lot of changes go on every day in astrology. Okay. So when you say this year, that is a real wide angle. Okay. And you, I think you asked a similar question last time you called in, didn't you?
Yeah, it was more like for my review, though. It wasn't for my review.
Okay.
They moved me.
Yeah, because the Mercury is retrograde now, so this is a time for you to plan for it. This is a time for you to create a strategy now, okay? But because Saturn is going to be moving, you're in your Saturn return right now, and it's still going to be moving to your 10th house of your career this year. It's almost like if you can dream it, you can create it. It's already opposing your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, and Uranus in your chart. And what it's going to do, that again, all you have to do is, I think, approach this with sincerity for the company as well as self. And I think you can pull it off. You've got some trines going on between transiting Saturn, your Saturn, and your natal Neptune in Scorpio in the sixth house of work and service. So
okay.
I think right now, isn't your reputation kind of legendary?
Yeah, I have a good reputation. My boss is wonderful, you guys. I just don't want to retire. Does that mean? Yeah. I want to, yeah.
All right.
They eliminated my position. They moved me to this department last August. I'm doing very well, but it wasn't something that I would have chosen. And see what I'm saying? So I want to get something something I want to pick out and something, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to break it in right here because you, Aphrodite was right. This is the time to grab the brass ring, but not that the opportunity is going to be now. It's the time to set you up for this, okay? So it is a time for looking, which type of position would I want? What would be fun to do? Really get that nailed down because I think more towards October, November after your solar return this year is when you can really make a launch into that position. Again,
I agree.
Aphrodite was talking about the Saturn return and it being there. It's going to go retrograde over the summer and then go direct. And so it is about temperance and patience and really trusting in your own innate abilities. Okay, because you could set yourself up for the perfect job in the fall is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So trust, have faith, do the research, do the due diligence, do the politics, whatever you need to do over this period of time, but get it nailed down exactly of what you want and you'll get it.
That's interesting. I can wait that long. If it's worth the wait, that's the way I always look at things. Thank you. I'd be burnt out if I stayed here where I'm at now. I'm just so grateful they kept me and they kept my salary. But thank you. That was great advice.
They know your value, remember, and you know your value, okay? It's getting the right fit with this company. And so it is. I mean, this is cosmically the divine time to be able to do this. So trust that it's going to happen, okay? Make it happen as far as your head is concerned. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you so much, both.
I have a feeling.
Go on.
I have a feeling you might end up with more than one choice, too.
Oh.
And I think that would be also very stimulating for you. And I so agree with Jacqueline. You know, she's just so awesome. And the thing is that if you're going to believe in the divine, you have to believe in divine timing. But keep that vision alive. That's my advice tonight. Keep that vision alive every day.
That's good advice. I know. I'm not giving up. I know I'm not younger anymore. But the next position I take, I want to retire in it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can do it. You can get that.
Thank you both, as usual.
Well, thank you. We're so glad you called in and follow us, and we're gonna take good care of you.
I'll get another, like, 2 or 3 months. I always call, like, about a month or two. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Have a sweet night.
Thank you.
Night. Sweet. I love when that happens. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 510, you're on the air.
Hi there, ladies. This is Camille. Camille in Oregon, and it should be, I'm from California, so July 13th.
Gotcha. 6:18 p.m.
And you're where in Oregon? Lincoln City, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So I have a compatibility question, and the other person, he lives in Lincoln City, but his birth data, January 14th, 1992.
And the time?
At 5:16 a.m., born in Hayward, California. Now lives in Lincoln City, Oregon.
All righty, then. Let's take a look at this dude.
Okay. Is it Alameda County or Mariposa County?
Alameda County.
Okay.
I'm so happy you've got that exact birth time, girl. You're on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Fascinating. Just fascinating.
I'm ready for it.
Oh. Oh. Well, I'll start out with this. If you believe in past lives, the two of you have been together before, his moon directly connects up to your south node. So there is a cosmic connection here no matter what we say, okay? However, what you lack, you will attract. What you've got is a strong opposition here. You've got a Capricorn against a Cancer. You understand that?
That I do.
Okay, because this can work really well or it won't work at all, okay, because of that end result. The two of you can make each other a strong and good individual. Quality of time versus quantity of time works really well. This guy has a Mars in Sagittarius. This one wants to have their individualism. Not that they don't want a relationship, but they want to be their individualism, okay? So too much time together can cause a bit of a problem in this relationship is what I'm trying to say, okay? I think the two of you can really complement each other in many different ways, and I think it would be a lot of fun to do this, but don't expect this one to be your twin soul or twin flame. This is all about the communication and understanding where each other's coming from. It's about having time away from each other and then having your own little club together to where you have that special quality of time. This works really well for this relationship. I wouldn't discount this relationship, okay, because it is compatible. You need your own personal time too. And you have a strong work and purpose ethic. And I know one-to-one relationships are crucially important to you, but you have to have your individualism as well and not get sucked solely into the relationship or you start to lose yourself. So I think with temperance and taking this relationship piece by piece and slow, I think you can have an awesome relationship out of this. But I say, take it slow. Don't engage 24/7 with each other or you will kill the relationship. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm seeing it a little bit differently. To me, opposites attract in the zodiac. And there is a nice balance between, mm-hmm. you know, earth and water. And I like the oppositions because you can play off each other. There's an active T-square in your compatibility, though, with your Pluto and Libra. So I think that sometimes he might find you too idealistic, correct?
Maybe. I think I know what you're talking
about. But I think he is. It can be a good ground for you. I love the way your Mars are in perfect triangle. His Mars and Mercury and Capricorn and square to your Mars and Virgo. You could accomplish a lot together. You can tweak things and make it perfect, and you can negotiate it. It's kind of cool. I love that. So there's a few things about this chart I really do like. With his Mars and Sag, do you guys spend time out? I mean, not his Mars, his Venus and Sag. Do you guys spend time like out of doors?
Yeah, like we live in Oregon, so it's, you know, we have taken like walks through the forest, things like that.
Right? And do you like to travel
yeah.
together also?
We have not done that yet. This is too
okay.
new. Yeah.
Okay, it's too new? Okay. But again, see, your moon is in Aquarius too, so you are going to want to be an independent individual, as Jacqueline, you know, so astutely pointed out, no matter what. Anyway, and he's got his Venus in Sag, so you are going to need time apart, but I still think that the way the chart's set up, I think you can share certain friendships with other people, okay? As the relationship grows, you might find other groups that like to do hiking or who like to, you know, go out in the water, whatever you have there, but I just think it's not a bad thing. So you've got your Jupiter in Taurus, and it is in perfect trine to his Sun. So I just feel that both of you are kind of feeling lucky that you met, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I'm going to attack.
Are you still there?
Sorry about that, lady. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Okay. All right. But I think that you both feel kind of lucky that you met, and I think that that's great. And so, and I agree that this is a relationship you should pursue. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But his Sag rising, too. Again, you might have other friends that you don't necessarily mix with in him, too, but that's okay. Because, again, you don't have to gobble each other up. But I think you could create a very interesting lifestyle with this one. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree
yep.
with Aphrodite, too.
Yep. Great, great. You know, it's funny, because his Pluto is in perfect trine to your Sun. He can empower you just because you know he really knows how to listen, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to see.
Yes.
That's
and he's going to remember.
Yeah.
So remember that he's going to remember what you say, so make sure that you're willing to take responsibility for it, girlfriend, okay?
Because he's paying attention to every word type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is there anything, like, any other warnings I should know, or?
No, I think that's about all we can cover in a few minutes we've got on the show tonight.
Okay.
But if you want to look
into
more depth, you can give either one of us a call. Our phone numbers are on Blog Talk.
Okay.
If you want to go into it with more depth, you just ring us up, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay.
You have a sweet weekend. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was fun. That was pretty intense.
That is an intense relationship that could be an awesome relationship. It really could.
I know. And again, the whole idea is to keep the individuality alive and share the union.
Yep.
I love it. I just love
yep.
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree there.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 203, you are on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Pat from Connecticut. So
hey,
happy.
Pat from Connecticut.
So happy to speak to you both, and especially Aphrodite, following you on Facebook. I'm so happy to have you here tonight and speaking with you.
We're always happy to hear from you, Pat, always.
Thank you.
So what's
Thank
shaking,
you.
Girl?
Well, I did get baptized. I'll tell you quickly about that, that I felt like from walking down into the water and going through it, I felt like I was in a dream. And it also felt like they put water softener in the water. I think maybe that was part of the dream, too. That was pretty cool. I'm hanging on to that. I have yet to speak to my pastor, but wanted to let you know, partly because of your enthusiasm, you helped me make the decision. So thank you. But
you're welcome.
I am in. Thank you. Thank you. I'm in one of the worst funks ever. And I've been sort of frightened about it, but then wondering, is this actually purposeful and perfect? I'm just shutting down and pulling away from everything. I can't even, I'm going to start crying now if I think about it. I can't even, you know, I mean, there's a wonderful pastor at this church that I just belong to, and I have to run in and run out because if anyone talks to me, I am just going to lose it. Lose it in such grief and sadness. And can you see what this is about? It's confusing. Maybe it's perfect. Maybe I'm in trouble. I'm worried about myself. I also got some upsetting health news. Yeah, that's on top of it.
So, this eclipse hit you pretty hard. Okay? Just so you know
right.
that. Okay?
But it started,
now,
it started before. Yeah.
Now, some people were feeling it beforehand, and we've got a Mercury retrograde. So,
yeah.
Because this eclipse did hit you pretty hard, and even tonight, that retrograde Mercury is opposing your Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Libra like I've got, because we're born the same year, okay?
Right,
and
right.
So, you have to ask yourself, what have you not released? And what of who you are that someone else impressed upon you is not really who you are. Okay? This is a lot
right.
about self-examination. Okay?
Right.
And I find it's more powerful, oh, that people want to meditate, they want to do this, they want to do that. But I think pondering is underrated. And so you need to look at, as you need to look at the trigger points that cause you to go more down. Start to really do some self-analysis here. Okay?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have pondered. Thank you. And I've come up with all kinds of answers and truth, yet I can mix real self-pity in with it, but then realize it truly is the truth and extremely painful and sad. I see all of that. I'm not sure what to do with it. Yeah, besides not sure what to do with it, I'm also hoping, is this just a major transformation, doing it all on its own? I'm confused.
Okay.
Right.
This is a major transformation and change, Pat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One of the reasons why you just took that information is because you wanted to affirm your faith, your relationship with God, okay?
Yeah.
And what this is all about. You're disconnecting
right.
from source is what you're disconnecting
yeah.
from. Both Uranus and Jupiter are in your eighth house of transformation and change. Sudden changes for you are afoot, okay?
Yeah.
And so say to you that this is a walk with God. It is
yeah.
a walk with your faith. And I hear you because one of the things that happens with this transition is you have to let go of a lot of stuff from the past. So all this ethical stuff comes up, and it's like, oh, it's just bogging me down. It's just hurting me. And you get into a depression, okay? And I say, no, you're moving forward, okay?
Okay.
This is all about, and it's the perfect time for you to take and transform and change your health, okay? So whatever
right.
is happening in your health is for your benefit, and it is going to yes. physically transform and change. So it is about going, no, this is a new dawn, a new day, and I am going to walk forward, and what I have lost in the past is gone. Now I can start to build anew. And when you start to get to that point where you can't handle it, give it to God. Start praying.
Yeah.
Start going, okay, God, I can't handle this, and you need to take this away from me because it's too much for me to handle. Does that
right.
make sense to you?
Absolutely. I've been thinking about sadness, and you say, how do I? I've been working on this my whole life. Why isn't it gone? Okay, like you say, is this a walk with God? And I, you know, some of the conclusions sound so self-pitying, but I also think it's really truth that I literally could disappear and be hardly noticed, and that's a hard thing,
and
of course.
And that is a judgment for you to stop making. That's where I go, okay,
yes.
God knows me, and I am going to start anew. And
right.
so I'm going to give you a story, okay? And I want you to hear the story. It's a factual story about my mother, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to understand this because my mother – when she had, and I'm old, so this, it was not uncommon. When my mother got married, stopped working, okay? Her social
right.
environment was limited, okay, as a result of not
yeah.
being in a working environment.
Right.
And then she had myself and my other siblings. And in the process of this, she got a cancerous brain tumor, okay, which limited
yeah.
her social abilities, which limited her going out into the public. The only
yeah.
people that she ever saw were her doctors and nurses and us. For
right.
18 years that went on, okay? So she really didn't have anybody except for her family to know anything about her at that time.
Yeah.
Well, when she passed and we held her service, there were over 200 people that attended that we had no clue that she had impacted their life just by her simply going through what she went through. We were stunned at what these people had to say about our mother at that
yeah.
time. You cannot predict nor know, and this is a lesson and the reason why I say this, you cannot predict nor know who is going to know who you are missing when you leave this earth, who's going to miss you and who's not. That is not up to you to say, I'll be alone and nobody will miss me. It is yours to keep continuing on your mission and continuing
yeah.
on doing the next right thing in your life. So don't get stuck in those judgments because you never know. My mother would have never known that these people would have shown up at her funeral. Never,
yeah.
ever. Okay? But
yeah.
just because of who she was, we had doctors, nurses, physical therapists, I mean, and a phenomenal
wow.
amount of people who she touched.
Wow.
So, say to you, don't think that. Go on and think positive. Give it back
right.
to God. Say, hold my hand, we can do this together and walk through it. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I've been, you know, wondering, is this the purpose of this? Yeah.
The purpose. There's always a purpose.
Jacqueline. Spectacular, Jacqueline. I love that example. And, you know, I've been going through a lot of problems with this eclipse myself, just so you know that.
Yeah.
I had to have major
yeah.
surgery on my mouth and my jaw last Wednesday. I mean, it's been one thing after
yeah.
another for me. And I've been going through all
yeah.
this stuff. And you know what? I had 147 people sending me prayers, Reiki, good vibes, you name it, all over the Internet. It was crazy what happened this past week and a half. Yeah, and I was very happy. Now, I'm gonna give you one more clue because we do have to go to the next call, but I want to tell you something else. One thing I learned, okay, when I was probably one of the lowest times in my life, I had almost completely lost my identity. I was beat up and left for dead, but I survived. And so I went to the psychologist, and he was actually a minister, okay? And anyway, he was studying to become a minister, but he was a psychologist, and he decided he wanted to get his ministerial certificate, okay?
Okay.
And I went to him, and he said, I want you to do this. He said, I want you to look yourself in the eye in the mirror every morning. And he says, I want you to repeat after me. I'm a child of God, and I deserve to be healthy, happy, prosperous, and loved. It is my divine legacy because God is with me. And you know what? When I first started doing it, all I could do was sob. Within 2 weeks, I'm putting my fingers in my ears. I'm laughing at myself. So I came face to face between my lower self and my higher self, and I realized the light in my own eyes. And I realized the goodness of my soul. And I didn't want somebody that hurt me to take that away from my mission. That's why I love so much Jacqueline, what she just said to you, because, again, you are on a mission, honey. You've got a lot going for you in this chart. Okay?
Okay.
And you probably touched more people than you can imagine. I love that. Jacqueline, that was spectacular. Thank you.
You know, I'll quickly...
But Toro, that's one of my lessons of life is my mom. She was truly an amazing creature of what transpired. So I dedicate that to her.
I said to my son a while ago when I lost a lot of people and went to their services and were just stunned at how much they gave to the world and how much they were loved. And I said to my son, you know, feeling sorry for myself again, but I would not have a service like that because I know I go and touch people every single day on my path, but it's not relationships. It's the postal woman. It's the woman at the bank. It's just, and I really touch them. And I love that, and it's magic, but it's, they don't know me to come to my funeral. But I hear you, and thank you so much, both of you. I really,
you're
really
welcome,
to
and you keep in touch with us, honey. We're on your side, okay?
I know you are. Love you both. Thanks so much, and Aphrodite, I keep praying for you, and I'm so grateful that you're doing well. Love you both. Love you both, really. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. We all go through passages that we can't always fathom.
That's a fact.
All right, so you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 856, you are on the air.
Hello, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
Hey, Maria.
How are you?
How are you?
Doing good. I could be better. I could be better.
Give me your birthday again, Rose Maria.
Sure, 12/31/74.
Gotcha. New Jersey, right?
So,
right.
So what would you like to know?
I know I've been doing some changes and I'm still working on my brother, but whatever. I guess the relationship, because I want one, and job, hopefully I get it everything at the end of this month, I hope, so I can get the heck out of here, because I want to go home.
Okay. Well, in your chart tonight, you've got a lot of trines and blessing lines in fire right now. You have some very compact squares with all this Aries energy, because I think part of you feels like you've kind of lost your identity with this, right?
Pretty much with my brother, yeah.
Yeah, but you've got trines and blessing lines, so you do need to make a well-executed escape. Okay? In some manner. You need some help here. But are you being appreciated?
No, not really.
I didn't think so.
You mean by my brother?
I didn't think so. No. So you need to keep in contact with the people that do appreciate your efforts and your investment you've been making here. You need to basically keep a balance here, okay, for now. Now, because Mercury is retrograde, I think you're kind of stuck for a little bit longer, but it's not going to last like a few weeks. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with that. What Aphrodite said. Okay, there's some stuff going on with your brother. Okay, I hear you, but it is all about learning about your personal values and beliefs. Okay, all these Aries planets are going to start going into your fourth house of your home and into Taurus. This is when you're going to see the shifts and changes during this period of time. Do you have a job?
No, I'm looking for one, and I need the money in a bad way to get out.
That's more of where I would keep my focus at this point in time, because I think you have more of an opportunity to find a job that can distract you and get you away from the circumstances of this. And I think that's your best bet. So I would be focusing on looking at finding a job right now and finding something to do outside and away from your home.
Yes, I'm about to give up on that one for looking for one because it's crazy out there. It's crazy.
There might be something right around the corner. I hear you. It's crazy out there, but every day there's something different posted, something new, something, and I want you to keep your eyes on out there and go, okay, well, this is the one I'm going to try, okay? I want you to be out there looking for it because you can't get a job during this period of time.
Okay. Cool.
Don't quit. Take a pause. Sit in the silence for a while. Bring your faith together. Ask your holy guardian angels to step in and help you. Take a deep breath and look again is what I want to tell you tonight. Okay? Because you have been so devoted. Okay? And I know that you will be helped. But you need angelic help right now. You need help from the invisible because the invisible can do what we cannot. So draw upon your faith and say, there is a good job out there for me, and I am going to really enjoy it. Okay? Affirm your bounty before it shows up, you know, in your email. Okay? Affirm your bounty. Say, okay, I want to go to work here. And I want to enjoy my work because I need a balance back. What's hurting you the most is a lack of balance. But because there's so many plants in fire right now, you could get a very good job right now. Okay? I want to say, as Jacqueline said, right around the corner, yes, because all the Aries plants are in your third house of your friggin' neighborhood. Okay?
Yep.
So I have to go out and start again. Sometimes they just post in the window, hiring. You don't necessarily have to go to Indeed or all this other stuff that people do. You can walk around and see who's hiring. Walk in, take a look. All right, I heard that you're hiring. Your sign's in the window. Could I have an application? Or could I talk to the manager? Okay? In other words, be proactive. Don't sit in that inactivity. I think that's what's bothering you the most, sweetheart. Okay?
Got it. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through, girl. Okay?
Come on. Should I call again on Saturday to see if I could go overseas or go home? Or it's a lost cause again?
You want to see if you're going back home on Saturday?
Yeah. I don't know if I should call or they're going to call me.
Well, that's the day that we have that conjunction with Uranus and Jupiter. So I have a feeling you might get a very pleasant surprise that complements your Capricorn stuff. So,
cool, appreciate it.
Again, I think that that's where you need to be. And put your thoughts and your prayers in that direction, okay?
All right, cool, appreciate it, guys. Have a good day on Saturday.
All right, God
you
bless
too.
You, sweetheart. Okay. right, bye.
Yeah, that Uranus-Jupiter connection's in trine to her Venus. Nice.
Yep. Yep. So I think it's coming forth with, you know, and this Mercury retrograde's been delaying a lot of things. So anyway, so are you ready for the next one? Somebody we both know and love?
Okay.
Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy Sunday. How are you all?
Doing well, Sylvia.
Hanging
in
there.
How are you?
Yay. So, my question for this evening is health. You all can look into my health sector and the doctor that I went to, well, changed me to a new med, and the diabetic med, and so one of them lowered my blood pressure to the point as to where I just blacked out. So I'm very thankful and grateful that there were two officers that were with me when it happened, because they were walking me home because I had started feeling woozy. So I talked to the pharmacist and explained to the pharmacist and will explain to the doctor. So I was like, nope, can't take that. You know, I can't take that because that's doing more harm than, excuse me, than working. So, but I, you know, I still do what I do, watch what I eat, and share at the birthday cake. And, watch. So I'm just still working on managing, you know, the blood sugar. So I was just like, wow, I am so thankful and so grateful that they were helping me get home, which I wasn't far from my home, it's in walking distance, and that, you know, I knew something unusual was going on in my body, and that when I blacked out and I came back to, he was rubbing on my back and talking to me, and I don't know why, I just burst out and cried. I can't explain it. I just like, I'm just like, wow.
Well, God sent you an angel in a time of need because you are such an amazing angel in a body, honey, okay? Tonight, the sun is sitting on your Venus, and I love that. And I know that you're very thankful that you're doing okay right now. Mars had been moving through Pisces for a while, and it hasn't connected with your Mercury yet, but you have Pisces Virgo polarity points. So blood sugar issues probably over the last 6 weeks or so have been challenging, okay?
And
because of the Mercury retrograde, for you to have like a repeat impact of a prior incident, that's probably what happened here. But overall, tonight your chart's looking pretty good. And Venus is going to be passing over your sun here over the next couple of days. But it's going to be also in square to your moon, which means that it is important for you to take care of you right now, okay? And don't make any excuses. In other words, do everything that you know is right, okay?
Yes.
And
exactly.
I'm going to encourage you before you put anything in your mouth, whether you're eating it or drinking it, bless it to your body first, okay? Bless it to your body and be thankful for it, okay? And if you hesitate, stop for a second and decide if you should really eat it. In other words, really stay connected with your spiritual self for you right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with what you said. With all of this, okay, and it is going to be an adjustment, when it comes to medication like that. One of the things that you have right now is a grant water, okay? And I say to you, your intuition is very strong. So I'm not surprised that you would feel, I'm uncomfortable with this, okay? Use your intuition, especially with the medication, okay, that you're doing. Again, Aphrodite was talking about rebalancing of your system. And I say that it will take some time to get everything back into balance. But it's all working for your benefit. She talked about Venus going over your sun and then your first house. So things are going to start moving for your benefit here. And I think this was kind of a blessing in disguise to give you that indication to use your intuitive ability.
Yeah, most definitely, because I had this happen many, many years ago, and that's why I knew it was my blood pressure versus blood sugar, because I've been checking it regularly lately, because the doctor said to do that regularly, because he, you know, the neck problem I told you I was having, and you spot on Alfred about it being the nerve, and that's what he was saying. He was like, okay, the vertebrae is pressing, rubbing against your nerve, so I'm going to give you steroids, but I want your blood sugar to be lower than what it was, and blah, 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 and it's just been something else dealing with this particular doctor, and I'm thankful for him. I'm grateful for him. I know he's doing his job, but to me, he could do it better. When I'm telling you, I got pain that's keeping me up all night until it's sometime in the daylight before I fall asleep, and it's like, I was like, everybody that take, you know, pain meds don't become addicted. You know, I don't have a history of even getting pain medicines on a regular basis. I don't have a history of drug abuse. You can see all this in my chart, but you're still refusing.
Right.
So I'm going like, okay, I'm going to have to get somebody else. This, you know, that, you know, they work for us. We don't work for them. So
that's,
I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to change to someone else that don't have an issue with writing a prescription where I can rest. And when you rest, then your body can heal, where you don't have to get, you know, pain medicine.
Right. And I
and
think it's okay to get another opinion.
Yeah.
And because I think getting another opinion is a good idea, especially during a Mercury retrograde. So I think that's a good idea to maybe have a reevaluation by someone who is looking at you fresh, okay? I think that's a great idea to do that, because Mercury's still going to be in shadow until May 13th. I mean, it comes out of retrograde, but it's still kind of still in shadow. So this is a good time to get a balanced view, to look again, to get more information with a Mercury retrograde, and to do the research. Go to see someone else and say, this is what's been happening to me. Here are my records. And I just want somebody with fresh eyes to sort it out for me right now. And they will do it. They will do it.
Well, Alfred and Jacqueline, he was more concerned about, well, the government is cracking down on us. You know, I want to say, what the hell has that got to do with me? What has that got to do with me? You know, you ain't wrote me no 5, 10, or 15 prescription, you know, for an opioid or a controlled substance. So that let me know you're more concerned with the government versus evaluating my, but you know, and you're explaining to me what's going on, me, the patient, and you're telling me about the government and them cracking down.
And
I'm like, what?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, you know, just like, wow. I said, I'm thankful and grateful for them, but, you know,
yep.
I guess.
And that's why it can
opinion.
Be important for you to go to a pain management specialist. I have several clients and a couple of family members that have had to go to a pain management specialist just because sometimes the PCPs and the other people are very, you know, iffy about some of that, depending on the state you're in. Some states are more stringent than others. But if you go to, you can either go to a pain management specialist about the issue or go to another doctor. Say, okay, this is what's going on. I think either one would be a good idea for you right now because you're more upset than I've ever heard you, Sylvia. Okay? So do go and see someone else and get another opinion. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I do. This is a perfect time to get a second opinion. And don't, again, you were right, Sylvia. They work for you. And a doctor's, what they do is called a practice. The reason why is because they, each individual is different. Their own personal care. So one opinion does not make it to be true. Go get and find someone that you can relate to as far as a doctor is concerned. I agree with Aphrodite, and I think right now is the time to do research on that so that you have that you can work.
Okay.
Yes.
I will. I saw someone else in the office, was it Friday, and she said that she would speak with him concerning the pain medication. So I'll check back with her tomorrow and then go from there, you know, see if she got a response from him and then go from there.
Yep. Because Venus is going to be passing over your sign for you to talk to a woman tomorrow about this matter is just about perfect. Yes.
So
yes.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Venus passing over my
son?
Venus
is lining up with your son, which would be a woman that you're going to talk to about yourself and your personal concerns. I would try and reach her, absolutely, or have her reach you. I think that's a good idea over the next 48 to 72 hours. Okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I thank you, ladies. I will yield the floor so you all can get the next. Oh, my goodness. Unless not, y'all going to get somebody in the next 4 minutes.
We're about to go off the air in about 2 minutes, so. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, we had a lot of call-ins tonight. I got a lot of people here in the queue, but we couldn't get to everybody. We might have to do a two-hour special at some point, Jacqueline.
That would be great.
She'd have to want to do it. I mean, she is so awesome. She volunteers her time to do the show every week. See, me too. We do this because we want people to know that we want to help no matter what. And we love you, Sylvia. Thank you so much for being a loyal follower of the show. And please take care of you. I'm sure we'll talk to you next week. Check in with us, okay?
I surely will. Thank you, ladies. And I love y'all. And I'm going to say I believe that your audience love you all just as well, your audience and your clients, all that great stuff. So you all, ladies, have a great Sunday and the rest of you all week. And I love y'all more.
Will do. Love y'all more. Okay. Sweet night, dog.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Good
night.
Well, we better tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're here every Sunday night, as long as we can get on Blog Talk, from 6 to 7. And we're so happy that you follow the show, and you trust us with, you know, your personal information and the things that we can help you with our ancient art. Have a splendid week, everyone.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.